SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So it's 47-29, McNeese. That's a done deal. So listen, and here's what I'm saying. So they're going to play Purdue next.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do is they're going to do the same thing to Purdue, because I'll tell you another thing. Clemson's better than Purdue. Clemson's way better than Purdue this year, as far as I'm concerned. I think Purdue's a good team, but Clemson was 27-6, and they got just absolutely shell-shocked. They got racked today. And I think McNeese, you know what they look like to me? They just look like a really fast basketball team.
They're all over the ball.
I mean, they are so fast, up and down the floor. It's not even funny. And they are shooting layups and dunks. I mean, they are getting after it. This guy can flat-out coach. Whether he's a D or not is irrelevant. Nobody likes him, but you know what they're going to like? They're going to like him in Raleigh when he's winning games and going to the NCAA tournament, because he knows how to coach and his team. And these are the types of players. Get ready. These are the types of players you're going to get at North Carolina State. Not one of them's ever going to graduate, but they're going to play in the NCAA tournament.
They are going to.
I mean, this is a, you know, this looks like the team in a park down at Rucker.
Yep.
That's how fast they are and athletic and how much fun they have playing ball. Purdue's methodical the way they move the ball and get their shots and looks. Like Clemson, they're not as good as Clemson. I think McNeese will beat them, too. McNeese is on their way to winning two big games. They're going to beat them, too.
Yeah.
That'll be the next one that they knock
And on. That'll be, I guess, a little bit
How would you
more...
like to play this team on Saturday?
Not the way they've looked today. I wouldn't want any
Purdue
part of it.
Purdue already won, and they're looking at this going, holy shack, we got a problem on our hands.
Not easy.
I don't even think they can run with them. I think this is – I mean, you know what really that what we call this is getting run out of the gym.
Yes, that is exactly.
All right, so you want to look at all these games tonight?
Well, let me just – yeah, halftime, BYU up 11, 39-28. BYU minus 8.5 live, 144.5 is the total – for that game. Auburn is about to finish off Alabama State, but I don't think they're going to cover that pregame of 31 or 32.5. I mean, they're up 21. I guess it's still possible, but it's been hanging around 20, 21, really the entire second half, 4 minutes to go there. Gonzaga is up 30-10 with about 9 minutes to go in the first half. They're laying 19.5 live.
What a bloodletting.
154.5.
What a
and you just talked about this McNeese Clemson 48-29 with that. All right, let me give you some games for tonight.
All right.
And let's see, you know, hopefully these guys tonight, and of course you're going to have KW and Joey Prawns at 7 East. You're going to have Gabe and Sharapan at 10 East with all these night games.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get probably a better slate.
We're going to have the mayor of Miami for an hour.
Yeah.
At 6 to 7 East, 7 to 10 is going to be the Kevin Walsh and Joey Prawns.
Yep.
And then 10 to midnight, Gabe and the sportsbook Consigliere.
Correct.
That's fantastic programming tonight.
And here's what games they'll have for you. First, 6:50 East, Wofford, 15 seed, taking on the number 2, Tennessee. 18.5, the Terriers grabbing here against the Vols with a 135.5. I have already seen people around here saying that they love Wofford this
Joey
evening.
Prawns in here with a sledgehammer.
In on Wofford sledgehammer play.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it's I guess it's worth a shot at that type of spread, that type of wood. It's worth a shot. I could see where he's, you know, grabbing at here, what he's trying to do. I have my druthers about it, though. I still think Tennessee's way better than Wofford, and I think that Wofford's in for a nightmare. I think that their defense is too much. I think Ziegler's too much. I think it's. I still think it's Tennessee.
It's a lot.
And look, I have laid 28 in a hook today and crushed it by 38. Crushed it. So I'm not buying them. that they're look, they're, you know, they're a 15 for a reason.
Yeah.
And you know, I gotta be honest, I thought they got lucky in their, you know, conference tournament.
Yep.
To be honest with you. So I still like Tennessee. You know, Tennessee's somehow gonna win this game one way or the other. And yep. I think, you know, for my money, Tennessee is now I'll give you this that Barnes has been a piker. In his career.
And they gave you those ATS numbers.
He gave me the numbers. It's staggering.
Yeah.
But I still believe, for my money, this is about the kids. This is about the players. And it's not about him. It's about the players. And I think that Tennessee is a Final Four legit team. They are legit. They play both ends of the floor. They do it all. And then they press you. They run you. They'll transition you and run it down your throat. They get after it. If they are shooting well, because they've had their off night shooting too, but if they're shooting well, they can beat anybody. What, they lost to Florida in the SEC championship game?
Yeah.
Well, that's not anything to hang your hat at and hang your head for. I think they're a tough team. I think they're legit. I think they're I think they'll win tonight. And you know, if I had to, I would lay it.
I love going after Barnes in the tournament, but I'm going to wait another game before I do that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
wait.
This
I'm going to wait.
Night.
I'm going to wait for
it sounds to me like,
the next one.
Does it? Let me just ask you. Does it sound to me like Joe is on them just the spread or that he thinks they're going to beat Tennessee?
Well, I think it's more the spread, the 18.5. I think he might have maybe nibbled a little bit.
I'll keel over if they beat Tennessee.
Might have nibbled a little bit on the money line, but I think it's more of a spread situation for him.
So the only team today that will pull off the full-on shocker will be McNeese.
Well,
they are a street ball team. They remind me of an and-one team, right?
Yeah.
They are street ball fast, park fast, playing in the hood. They are no joke. McNeese.
Yeah.
They can beat anybody.
Well,
they won 27 games as well for a reason, just like Clemson, and they kicked their ass. They knocked their teeth out of their mouth, and I just already said they're going to beat Purdue next, and they mean business, obviously.
Well, we do have a couple of double-digit spreads here in these night games that people, I think,
look
have a shot
bench.
To win.
Their bench is
their
only
bench
two
has
points.
Outscored them.
No,
yeah,
their
or
bench
by two. Yeah, almost
too
outscored.
Too shy of Clemson's total.
Unbelievable. We do have a couple double-digit spreads that people are going to nibble on. And when we come back, I'll give you some of them, including Yale. A lot of people like Yale this evening against Texas A&M with the 7.5. People think Yale are going to win. People think Yale are going to win the game.
Yeah,
I said to you
that's
yesterday,
not happening either.
I don't think that this Lightning strike in 2 years in a row. They beat Auburn last year, Yale.
Yeah.
And I think that's why everybody's on them. But you know Buzz. Buzz showed him that tape all week.
Yeah.
You want to do it? You want this to be you? They're going to be ready for Yale
in this
game.
I still think the Aggies are to play.
I do too.
I think Yale will punch him in the mouth a few times. I think it'll be very physical game, violent, a lot of fouls. I've seen Yale play in the Ivy League. I watched that game with Cornell. It was very, very physical and violent.
Yeah.
That's the only way, in my view, they can beat A&M. I think A&M will beat them.
I do too. Well, I got some more for you as we continue to watch some of these late afternoon games. Most of them out of reach.
I can't even watch them. They're so bad.
Out of reach.
They're so bad.
Right now, some of these late afternoon games. It has been.
So the next round starts at 6:50, 10 to 7.
Yeah.
I'm just dying to get to that point.
Look,
I need some rum, and I need to get to that point because these games have been so awful. I played in a game. I played in two games this week already better than all these games today.
Yeah.
In games I'm playing in.
Hasn't been easy. Has not been easy.
It's embarrassing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really am pleased with how I look today compared to what I just heard Joey Prahn say standing off the set here at the Sports Grid Mothership headquarters in Farrelladel. He just told me at the Lumen Technologies building that Wofford is going to beat Tennessee.
I did
forget about the sticks. He don't even care about the 18 and a hook. Not only that, he didn't bring me any prawns today. It's unbelievable. He comes in here empty-handed, throwing out a Wofford Terrier outright. I have seen it all, Carver Hunt.
I can't believe that. I told you he was going to nibble a little bit on it outright.
He's a lunatic. Fringe, Joey Prawn.
He likes to get involved. What a minute. All right, I want to go through a couple of these because, as you know, Joey Prawns is going to be coming in here soon.
Yes.
And then I'll be back with you tomorrow.
You'll be here tomorrow. You can go the distance.
The distance tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
We've been potty training here at the network. Mike has to go to the bathroom. I'll be leaving early today.
Let me go through some of these with you. First of all, the Calipari versus Self tonight, Arkansas and Kansas. -4.5 for the Jayhawks. 146.5 is the total here. I think Kansas is just better. Kansas is just better than them. They just are.
I don't know about that.
Ooh.
I think that, and I'm on Kansas with you, but I'm not feeling good about it because they have been that stenchy this year.
Mm.
Now, remember, they were a preseason number one, and they fell out of the top 25, which no one cares about to begin with, these rankings. But when you're Kansas and you're not ranked, that's when you know you've had a lousy year.
Yeah.
When your coach is Bill Self, and you have the talent that they have in Lawrence, and you're not ranked, you know they're not good. They're just not good this year. So I'm betting on a team that isn't good. They're not good. They're average at best. They've been a huge disappointment, unequivocally, in the conference and for themselves. I mean, this has been a disastrous year for them. There's no denying it. Let's face facts. If you were to talk to me right now and you looked at UConn winning two straight national championships and the season UConn had this year, you're going to tell me that I think UConn did better than Kansas did this year.
Kansas preseason number one.
Had a better season this year? Danny Hurley's Huskies, who weren't going to win three in a row. But they're a better team.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to do better in this tournament, UConn or Kansas? I think Kansas could lose tonight, but I bet on them to beat Arkansas because I don't think Arkansas is that good either.
That's my thing.
I actually think these two teams are very even. That's why I'm worried about the five, Mike. I think it's like they're so close in proximity to one another of who they are. I think it's a 1 or 2 point game.
That's the thing for me. It's more, I think, that Arkansas is they're just worse. And that's where it comes down. I just don't think Arkansas is that good. And Kansas, I think Kansas has the best player on the floor. As much as we like the guy in
Kilbasa,
you know, I think he's the best player on the floor.
Sausage race?
Yeah, the sausage race. So that's where I'm at with that. Yale, we mentioned 7.5 with Texas A&M, 140.5 is the total there. How about Missouri and Drake? Missouri -6.5, 132.5 is the total. I like Missouri tonight. I think people think Drake's going to slow it down. I think Missouri's going to score a ton of points.
I'm with you on this game. And I think this is another one of these Gucci plays that everybody's on.
Yep.
Which is, it's almost like Yale. I don't know that many people that are freaking out about Yale. And I also, I got to be honest. I just don't care about the Ivy League. They're not to me heavyweight stuff. I think they're decent at best. And then as far as this team goes, everyone's taking Drake. Everyone thinks Drake's so good. Missouri's better than Drake.
Yeah.
Missouri's had a better season than Drake. Am I tripping? I mean, look at Missouri. I mean, I guess they're both, Drake wins 30 games. Well, that's why everybody's taking him.
That's why everybody's taking him.
Do you think that Missouri, where they play in the conference that they play in, are tougher than Drake's 30 wins? I don't know how you can I might be talking out of the side of my mouth right now with a team that wins 30 games. Any team, let's just take it all back. Any team that wins 30 is legit. Drake is legit. And you're telling me they're getting 6 points tonight against a team that played in one of the toughest conferences, if not the toughest conference in America, and that is good. Missouri's good. They're not great. But Drake won 30 games.
I
don't care who you are or, I don't care where you play. Look, when Bob Knight went 32-0, it's only happened once. Here's a team that just won 30 games. 30 games. And I'm sitting here talking about Missouri's better than them? I must be tripping. Because I like Missouri, and Drake's getting 6, and they won 30 games. I mean, honestly, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We got to be drunk. I mean, get the breathalyzer out, Joe.
Get it out.
Joe's going to bring it in. Joe, hey, Prawns, get the breathalyzer.
You're going to do a couple of these other ones with Joe later on, but one last one. Can Cronin get it done tonight with UCLA, please? Like, can Cronin beat this Utah State
team? The money
team?
They pay him?
Please? I'm not going to sweat this out tonight, am I? This Utah State Aggie team, this Mountain West? I can't have it.
I mean, the thing is, here's another really good team, 26-win team. They're really good, and they play in that candy-ass conference. So they win all these games, and then they still didn't win the conference tournament. Colorado State got it done,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they still couldn't even win it, but they're going to beat UCLA. Now, listen, I'll say this. I like UCLA, but they got a lot of bigs. But they are the softest big team I've ever seen. Like when Cronin said they were all, you know, peas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dead on. And, you know, and then all the
and
alumni.
By the way, he's told us that they're soft.
I know,
he's told us.
The alumni, the administration, the fans, they all hate Mick Cronin because he calls his players candy. Yeah. But they are.
Yeah.
They are the softest big team I ever saw. I mean, they're like the femmiest team I ever saw when it came to, like, you know, physically speaking. I mean, honestly. All right, Mike, I'll see you again tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. I'll be back with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so the great Joey Prawns is here now.
Twins.
Instead, you look just like
twins. We just we switched it out. That's it.
You might be a little more Italian.
Slightly.
Just a little. But it's good to see you. Of course, Joe Lisi, I want to get your opinions of these games today because I have basically said they were all terrible.
Yeah, they suck.
Every
so
game
far.
Was terrible. But, I mean, they were getting shredded. Now it's back up to 17. I saw them give up two horrible baskets right here, two layups in a row after they forced McNeese into an air ball. The kid catches the ball under the basket, lays it in. That's a bad basket. Then you let him go down and shoot another layup. Now it's back up to
16. Yeah.
You know, in 4 minutes, they're not making up 16 points.
No, they got to
so
press.
They're going to lose. Louisville got their ass beat. Duke's going to play tomorrow with Cooper Flagg. He's going to play.
Right.
So I think Duke's fine, but I think the rest of them, real bad show.
Yeah, bad showing for the ACC. We talked about it all year. Bad year. Down. Miami was down. Florida State was terrible. Virginia under 500. So that really hurts the conference. I don't obviously think Duke gets challenged potentially until they meet up with Alabama in the Elite Eight. Bama's a team that can beat them if they're on from the threes. But I'm shocked Cooper Flagg is playing in this game, to be honest.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Why don't you want him 100%? Why do you want to risk him in terms of this type of game where they're a significant favorite?
So it's pretty obvious that he's going to play with like heavy tape on his ankle, up and down his foot. He's going to play because he obviously thinks that he knows his body. I'm sure he's had I'm sure he's had these before, Rolly Massimino's in his career, where he rolls his ankle and he's got a little Rolly. All I know is he thinks he can go, and then they're going to trust him and let him go, and then we'll see how he plays. We'll see if he's 70-80% of himself.
Right.
They play such great defense. They play without Brown and Flagg, and they still win. They were down 20 to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And still won with defense. I will give you Alabama. I'll give you Houston in terms of, defense. Michigan State, I'm going to put in there.
Right.
I'm going to put Tennessee in there.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee is one of the best defensive teams in the country.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how in God's name. Now, if you hit the game, God bless you. I'll be rooting for you to hit the game. That'd be a great upset, great play, great pick, great snag if you got Wofford to beat them. But how are they going to beat Tennessee?
Well, my bet is basically I'm loaded up on the 18.5. I do have, because FanDuel put out the dog of the day. But if I believe this is going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be in the
what
area.
What makes you believe that?
I just watch Wofford play. I watch them play against VMI. I watch them play against Furman. I think they're an athletic team with a lot of guard play.
I thought Furman was awful this
year. Yeah, I know, but I just watch their style. I mean, their guards are pretty good.
This team they're playing, I mean, you're talking about
Ziegler, Lanier are off the charts.
If they shoot well.
Yes.
They have that issue.
Yeah, they can blow them out.
But they have nights where they don't shoot the ball well. But if Tennessee shoots the ball well, I think defensively, they're going to be on for 40 minutes. Offensively, we'll see how they shoot the ball. But if they shoot the ball well and Ziegler's having a game, they're going to beat Wofford.
Think about what Ziegler has done and Lanier over the past six or seven games.
They're capable of being a Final Four team.
Yes, if they're on. But the problem with Rick Barnes, and we say this all the time, you talked about it with Carver, in these big spots, like last year against Purdue with Dalton Connect, they never step up.
I don't believe that. And, you know, I'm a big believer in the players. I think it's more about them than him. I think it's about how they perform, not how he talks to them in a huddle, yells at them in a huddle, or how they practice,
true,
or how they warm up. Great players. They're a veteran team with a great guard. They don't need Daddy to hold their hand.
But then
So if they lose, you're going to blame Rick Barnes?
Oh, the coach always gets the blame.
But
what about Hurley then with UConn? They weren't as good last year as they were the year before. That they won.
But they were loaded.
They were loaded, but he still coached them up.
But he's a great coach, and no doubt. I don't doubt what you're saying about Rick Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe with this particular team.
You might be right.
It's his fault, based on how good they are and how veteran they are. They're old kids.
You're right.
These are like grown men with wives and children.
The players have to step up, right?
They got a vacation villa in Aspen.
But it's the same thing with the quarterback, right? When a quarterback loses a marquee game, we always blame the quarterback for not getting to a Super Bowl, right? It's that guy. It's the same thing.
I think it's too easy to blame Rick Barnes. I think he's a good coach.
He's a good coach. Is he an elite coach? Like, do you believe he's elite?
So how does he get all these elite jobs if he's not an elite coach?
Well, he went from Texas, right? And
then
he gets a job. He gets a job at Tennessee.
That's an elite job.
Pearl was there, and he elevated them, but
And he's a great coach.
They haven't gotten over the hump.
Do you think that so Pearl's a lunatic.
He is a lunatic.
But he's a great coach.
He is a great coach.
Rick Barnes is not a lunatic.
He's just steady.
He's just a good
coach. Right.
But I think Bill Self's a really good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That was a
horrible
bucket to give
up.
They were down 9, and you give them a layup?
Now it's 8.
Now
look at this.
With a 3, they're finally in threes and a timeout.
Unbelievable.
Cannot give up the clock and a layup.
No, you can't do that.
So they let him melt the clock down and then get the layup and a kiss with no stopping him. And he didn't defend it at all.
If you're going to let the clock
run. I'd rather he fouled him.
Right. Well, if you let the clock run down, you want to protect the lane. They let the kid drive the lane and he got the easy layup.
But
terrible.
The bucket that they got prior to the 3, the driving layup by Clemson, that's the kind of look that they need because they can make layups, they can dunk. Shooting threes are dangerous. They just hit that one, but they're in this game. They've shot so poorly from deep that I think it's a low percentage shot.
No, you're right.
They need stops.
Do they foul here? There's two minutes left.
They're gonna have to get them to miss free throws like the kid just did miss. He made one, missed one. If you can make a bucket up for every one they miss, they have a shot.
I would play the foul game right here. They look a little tight, McNeese. I would rather foul
they're
with
not
2 minutes.
They're not pressing them. They're letting them bring. They're pressing the inbound, and once they get the ball in, they break the press. St. John's doesn't do that.
No.
They press you the whole floor.
Right.
Clemson's letting them get the ball in and letting them bring it up court, and then they're letting them melt the shot clock down. And you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? They gotta press them and get a turnover.
Yeah.
This is about here. This is about stops. It really is. They got it. So keep the press up. There it is. And then they're going to give up this layup. I mean, are you kidding? Honestly,
that's all you need to know.
They're not winning this game.
No, you can't not with that. Layups are not good. You got to protect the lane.
That's a bad shot.
He got fouled, though.
He's lucky.
So if it's eight, I would, at this point, 145, start fouling. Put the worst kid on the line. See if you
they
can cut
to.
It to six or under five with a minute left. You got a shot.
They got to get him to the line because they got to manipulate the clock and they got to get some possessions because they get possessions off misses.
All right. 9-point game. Right. 145 left. They were 28-1 on the money line in game. Clemson.
To win it.
When they were down, when I was talking to you earlier.
This would be, he missed it. He missed the second one. That'll kill you every time. Now, do you think, like, look at the speed of this kid. I said to Carver High that I thought that they would, now they're going to call a timeout. I said that they'll win this game and they'll go beat Purdue, too.
Well, Purdue, I think, is suspect. Absolutely.
I think Clemson's better than Purdue.
I think Clemson is better than Purdue.
If they matched up, down the drain.
It's unfortunate, but Clemson, I had over Purdue in one of the brackets.
Purdue's not the same without Zach Edey.
No, different team.
They're decent.
But they.
I hit him today.
Yeah.
I covered today with him, but I don't think they're that.
I had the under. 153.5. The game that was telling where they got exposed was against your Hoosiers, where they dominated
they
the first half.
They gave up 48 points in
the whole
half.
Second half, they got abused in the paint.
It was unbelievable.
It was terrible. So from that point on, you're like, big picture, can they make a run? Absolutely not.
So what was your thoughts on DeVries getting that job?
I think it's good. Solid coach.
He's
right?
A great coach.
He's a great coach. Look at what he did. I
think his 17 years in Omaha served him well. And then he took it and went to Drake and went to three straight NCAA tournaments. And then he goes to West Virginia, and they should have been in this tournament.
They should have been.
And so I think he's got the chops for the gig.
Yeah.
And then his son is going to play there, and he's the best player on the team.
That's great.
I think Reynolds leaving.
Yeah. Indiana. So Indiana, to me, has talent. And they do. And how can you not compete in terms of the Big
Ten? They got the money.
They got the money now. What Cignetti did with the football program, turning it around.
I don't believe that he'll ever win 11 games again.
Who?
Cignetti.
Well, I mean,
that was a once in a lifetime season.
If he goes 9-3 every year,
but at the end of the day, when the playoff was done, they lost by the fewest amount of points than anyone.
Right?
They lost by 10.
Right. You know, they got two garbage touchdowns at the end, but that was a great showing. That Scotty, they had
people
a 5.
They shouldn't even have been in it.
No, come on.
Remember when it was set?
5.5 win total to start the year.
When it was set, and the 12 were announced, everyone was like, "Indiana shouldn't be."
They had
there.
A 5.5 win total to start the year.
Right.
That completely changes the whole program. You know, the NIL money. People are excited for football. You're telling me moving forward. You're right. They might not ever win in 11 games, but if for the next 5 to 7 years they go 8-4 and 9-3 every single.
I'm okay
years.
With that.
That's perfect.
That's money.
And that brings in recruits for the basketball
and it
program.
It fills the stadium.
Right. That's all you care about.
All right, so I want to look at these other games tonight. Now, so they're down 9.
9, 126 left. I didn't see what happened.
And
here.
I don't know if they have the ball. It looks
I don't
like
think
he's
they
shooting
do.
Free throws.
Yeah, free throws for McNeese.
Free throws. All right, so you got Wofford in the sticks.
Right.
Who do you like in the Arkansas-Kansas game?
That's a tough one. I'm going to take the points, I think, with Arkansas. I don't love it, but I like the over.
I think
over.
They're both very similar. They're like twins.
Over the 146 and
I don't
half.
Think Arkansas is that good, and I know Kansas isn't, because I'll tell you one thing. When I said it to Mike, when you fall out of that, when you're preseason one and you fall out of that ranking, I know rankings don't matter, but they do in Lawrence.
They do. I'll say this. I'm betting that game. I'm not betting that game pre-tip. I'm betting that game from an in-game perspective. I do like the total over 146. He missed 10 points.
Do you think the Kielbasa Dickinson will have a big game for Kansas?
His numbers are out through the roof.
Have you ever seen him when he runs like a sausage at the Brewers?
I know, but
game?
I mean, for him to get 20, I still think is what? Minus 116 tonight?
Now, look, you know. So there's a great stop.
Got to get
a
three.
Great
hit
block.
It! Hit it!
That's just a bad miss.
Game over.
I think it's over.
There it is.
This is over. This is dunk time.
There it is.
That's it.
Wade and the crew.
Then they'll go beat Purdue. All right. Yale and A&M.
I have A&M. I think A&M's a sleeper. I think they match up very well if they could get through Michigan. Tough game. Michigan has San Diego tonight. I still like Michigan in that game, but I like the over, too.
So I agree with you. I still like Michigan against UC San Diego.
Me, too.
The thing is, I think that Big West is fun. I love betting on it. I like watching it. I love the late night West Coast games. I think they've had a really good season. It's beautiful campus, everything else, and they're going to get punched in the mouth by a Michigan
blue
team
collar.
That's flat out
blue
better.
And the guard play for Michigan is superior, in my opinion. I like the over in that game as well.
All right, so Wilmington and Texas Tech. Now, Texas Tech's a great team. They really are. They're laying 15. But Wilmington's a 27-win team. They mean business.
They do. I'm going to lay it.
Are they going to make a game out of that?
They might.
Night?
They might, but I'm going to take the under in that game. I think Texas Tech defensively could slow them down. I laid it with Tech 15.5, but I'm going under in terms of that matchup.
And then the St. John's 18.5.
I'm taking the 18.5. That, to me, is a fishy line because, I mean, think about what St. John's did in the tournament. They crushed Marquette. They crushed Creighton right by 16. They're only laying 18.5 to Omaha. That line, to me, should be in the 20s. Not saying St. John's loses.
You think it should have been more like
21-22.
Like the Auburn game today?
No, not a number one, but I still think they should have been laying 20.5, 21 in that area. 18.5 to me is light.
But like Houston, you thought should have been laying 28.5.
Yeah, I mean, Houston won last year by 40. I took a shot with the dog, lost that
so
one.
The Tennessee, you don't have a problem with that 18.5. You think that's doable for Wofford. But this 18.5 is too much for St. John.
I like Omaha with the points.
But Omaha's not going to know what hit them with that press.
It's possible. Then you take the under, right? Then you think it's all St. John's team total and then under in terms of the matchup.
I do. I don't think St. John scores a ton of points, but I think they stop teams dead to rights.
Okay, I'll tell you, with Wofford, I like Wofford, but I love the over, 135.5.
All right, so, and I have a problem with, you love the over, so you think they're going to score all these points on Tennessee.
I think it's going to be a faster tempo than what you think.
I hope you're right, I really do. I just don't believe it.
All right.
I believe
Styles make fights.
Tennessee's defense is top shelf. That's where they hang their hat. I don't think they're a great shooting team. I think they're a great defensive team. So the last one, the Missouri Drake game, a 30-win Drake team.
I like the over 132.5. I know Drake is tough.
Wild
I'm gonna lay.
Game.
I've watched Missouri. They are up and down tempo wise. I'm gonna lay it with Missouri, but I'm not betting it.
So you're still laying it. All right. So and
look at this.
You're not scared at all about that Missouri game against Drake. All right. I'd be scared to death with any team that wins 30 games. I don't care where they play.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so 10 seconds left. They're down three. Clemson.
Unbelievable.
That was at least a 35-foot shot.
Now the game's exciting.
Yeah, well, this is the best thing we've seen today.
I think Wade
Can
looks like he...
What could be more disappointing and disheartening than coming back and losing by, like, three?
I know. They just showed Wade. He looks like he ate a little bad eel now.
Fish.
He's starting to look green.
Look at this dude. Shooting the free throws with a broken nose.
He's got the broken nose. Hopefully the mask doesn't...
He made it. They're
you got
four.
It. All right. Wow, what a comeback.
You can't win when they keep hitting free throws.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean? Like, he's making free throws. That's so clutch, those free throws. You got to be impressed with a kid at the line just knocking.
Nobody down. There. Look at this. Just ice in his veins. Kid wants it. He missed it.
It's four. They don't have time for two shots. Here it is, Brick. That's it. Game over.
Unbelievable.
Game over.
They lost by two. Unreal.
They lost by two.
Unbelievable.
Can you imagine being down? What they were down. What was the score? I don't even remember.
It was like 23, wasn't it? I thought it was in the 20s.
Let's just look at it.
Unbelievable.
So here it is.
Too little, too late. But if you did take Clemson from an in-game, plus the 9.5 like Mafia, good job by you.
It was 31-13 at the
18
half.
Points.
And they lost by two.
Yeah, incredible.
They made up 16 points.
They did, but too little, too late. You know,
I'll give you this. That we watched nothing but bad games today. All day, every game was terrible. That was good.
That was okay.
That game. Now, I don't know what they're talking about over on the sideline.
I think if there's like a half a second left.
There is no time left, and they don't have the ball. It doesn't matter. They don't have the ball.
So
this game's over. They need to stop with this. You talk about madness. That's what that is right now, trying to somehow bring this game back to life. The game's over.
Well, they're going to put points. It looks, I don't know if they're going to put
points.
The game's
over.
I agree with you.
The game's over. Whose ball is it anyway?
Well, they're going to foul them before the inbound.
McNeese could literally kick the ball into the sky.
Yeah.
The game is over.
You're right.
So let's stop with all this nonsense.
They'll probably get a...
He's going to wave it off right now. The game's over. The game's over. I just heard him say
it. All right,
game
there you
over.
Go.
It's over.
Thankfully.
All right, so let's stop with the nonsense. Like, that game.
Will Wade, look at him.
All right, so BYU's up 60-47 on VCU.
All right.
With 10 minutes left. They're killing him. And
Richie Saunders breakout? Do you got his points?
No. And okay. Gonzaga's up 48-27 on Georgia at the half. Georgia showed up without their jock straps today. They're playing.
You want to talk about coming out flat? That's Georgia.
They're coming out completely stark raving naked under their shorts.
Right, no juice.
Let's talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I only have you for so long, Franz.
Yep.
Look at this guy celebrating. Meanwhile, he coaches at North Carolina State. Like, what a phony. He's got two jobs at the same time. Have you ever seen a guy take a job and still coach the game?
No.
The bowl game or anything?
No. Actually, who did that?
The guy left. He left to go to North Carolina State, and he's still coaching McNeese State. Like, who does that?
Unbelievable. Unreal.
Like, he must really love these people at McNeese.
Yeah.
Maybe he should stay there.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, and I think they'll beat Purdue. All right, let's look at tomorrow.
Yeah, give me tomorrow.
12:15, Baylor and Mississippi State. Mississippi State's laying one in the East region.
I would lean to Baylor,
I would too.
But I like the under. 1-4, I think it's going to be a rock fight. Both defensive-minded teams, I think it's a little slow in tempo. I'm not sold on Miss State's shooting ability from beyond the arc. Terrible, inconsistent.
I got to be honest.
I'm going to go under.
They played in a tough SEC, winning 21 games.
Right.
I think that this year, for me, my money, the Big 12 was down
right.
me compared to the SEC. So I'm scared that Mississippi State's played in bigger, better games.
Oh, the more battle-tested. But when they're off,
that's
they get blown
word for it.
They get blown out.
All
but
right,
we'll
Bobby
see.
Moe getting 22 from Bama.
You know, I went back and forth with this with Carver. The more I think about it, I think I want to take Bobby Moe with the 22.5.
For what reason? Now, that puny ass, so what are they?
I think Bama wins, no
Horizon,
doubt.
Horizon, right? They moved to the Horizon.
But I just think, again, a blue-collar team, Bobby Moe's not built to go 3-for-3, meaning shooting threes with Alabama in any capacity.
Right.
So the only way that they can win this game or keep it within margin is if the total's 160.5, right?
166.
Okay. So that's typically about 10 to 11 points lower than what an Alabama game is.
Right.
When Bama plays Auburn, it's in 178, 180.
Right.
When they play Florida, they get into the 190. So I just think pace of play is Bobby Moe, maybe a slower game. So I lean to the under, but I would take the points with Bobby Moe. I like Bama to advance potentially to the Final Four as being a contender with Duke in that bracket. But I just think it's way too many points.
Lipscomb and Iowa State. Iowa State laying 14 and a hook at 1:30 on TNT in the South.
Here's the problem. I'm not sold on Iowa State big picture because they struggle on the road this year. They're basically a 500 team,
right.
But they should blow out Lipscomb in this game. They really should. So I would lay it with Iowa State.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Colorado State, everyone seems to love, but I don't love that Mountain West.
Okay.
They're playing Memphis. Memphis is getting 2.
Yeah.
I think Colorado State's a good team. I think Memphis is better.
I have Memphis. Carver, I don't know if he told you. I have Memphis to go to the Final Four. I do have tickets on them. I have them as high as 90-1. So I have them.
Memphis going to the Final Four.
I do. I have a shot. I like P.J. Haggerty. I like Penny Hardaway. I think they're battle-tested. You look at just the quad one wins that they have at a conference. Memphis can step up. And I just think they're much more athletic than Colorado State. I like them outright.
Yeah, I like them. I don't like them going to the Final
okay.
Four. Fair enough.
Yeah.
The Mount against Duke, it's 32.
Come on, Duke. Duke, I got in front of that train recently when they were on the run. I did take them with G-Tech, and I covered that. That was the only game I covered with Duke during that 7-win span. I'm not doing it in this game.
The only game I covered against Duke was that I went against them was Clemson, and they beat them.
Right.
At Little John.
Yeah.
I want to do the rest of these games when I come back.
Let's have fun with it.
Because we'll start with Vandy and St. Mary's.
Okay.
Another disaster for the WCC because Gonzaga looked great today.
Yeah, they did. Mount St. Mary's is good. I like
Ford of Vandy.
I like Vandy.
I do too. I like Vandy to beat
Don't
them.
Be shocked if Vandy could go to the Sweet 16. I mean, they match up well against Bama, too.
They're tough. We'll see. Again, they put on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, great job today, Mafia and Luke. I am your father. All right, we're looking at, and thanks for coming in and
my
filling
pleasure.
The gap.
Are you kidding? Love it.
Carver High had to roll tonight early. He'll be
He's
here for
guy.
The entire show tomorrow, and I know you guys do a great job on Carver and Lisi. Great radio show on Sports Grid Radio. We told you tonight, the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, for an hour from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., 7 to 10, it's Joe and Kevin, the Kevin Walsh. And then at 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenzi, and he's going to do it with the Sportsbook Consigliere tonight in Vegas, Dave Sharapan, I think, with Morenzi tonight. So check it out on Sports Grid TV. All right, real quick, I'm with you on Vandy. North Carolina, Ole Miss getting two.
I'm going to go against the North Carolina train.
I am, too. I'm
taking
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I'm on Ole Miss, too.
This is it.
Like
Beard in this spot.
Grand Canyon and Maryland. Maryland laying 10.5.
Maryland's crazy. They're an up-and-down team, but I would lay it with Maryland. I like their big men.
I like Queen.
Do you?
I think he's a good player, and I don't think Grand Canyon, I think that they're – they had a great season again.
Great run.
I won't deny how good they were, but now they're playing someone that's real.
Yeah, I agree.
Now they're playing a real team. None of this candy they play.
And the way Maryland lost the Big Ten championship in that round against Michigan on the last play, I think they'll be motivated.
Norfolk and Florida. Florida land 28 and a half.
I mean, I would lay it with Florida.
Troy and Kentucky. Kentucky laying 11
and a half. I'm going to take the points with Troy. I think they can strike an upset here. I have Troy in one of my brackets knocking off Kentucky. I like Troy.
Yeah.
That line opened up at 10.5. It's up to 11.5.
Yeah.
And I just think people are going to bang out Kentucky tomorrow, and I'm willing to take the other side.
Yeah, I don't think they're winning. New Mexico and Marquette.
I like New Mexico. I think Marquette's frauds. They are atrocious, very inconsistent down the last month of the regular season. And the way they lost to St. John's, especially in the Big East tournament, I think they lose outright.
Lose outright to the Lobos, and I still like Marquette in that game. We'll see. I saw the Lobos go to Boise State and get their ass beat.
It's possible. I think this is more about what I believe Marquette isn't.
Akron and Arizona. Arizona's laying 14.5 to the Zips, and they are a good team.
They are. And I think the Zips plus 13.5 cover. I don't
team.
Know if they win, but I think they cover.
Arizona gets by, doesn't cover.
Right.
UConn and Oklahoma. I still like UConn laying 5.5.
I would take the points with OU, but I don't love it.
I think Oklahoma only, for me, they play well in Norman, and that's it. I'm not buying them. Xavier and Illinois. Xavier getting free after the way they looked yesterday. I think they can beat Illinois.
They are. I think you're right, but I already committed to Illinois, and I have Illinois in one bet going to the Sweet.
You won't flip.
Not now.
After seeing the product.
Yeah, I was on them, minus the 2.5. It was a great second half.
And then you jump off them.
I can't do it right now. I can't. Maybe tomorrow from an in-game.
Yeah, no shrimp today.
No shrimp. No prawns.
Brian and Michigan State, the Spartans are laying 17.5 late night tomorrow.
They're going to wear them down. They do with
they're
Michigan
so big
State. They're physical.
I love them defensively.
I would take an under team
He's
total
been
on
a
Brian.
Two, three times. Yeah. He went to the Final Four all three times. We'll see. I think they can get to the Final Four. And finally, the last game of the night tomorrow night, Liberty and Oregon. The Ducks are laying 7. Ole Miss never lost a first-round game. Can you believe that?
That line opened up at 5.5, went to 7.5. I do have Oregon potentially going to the Sweet 16. They scare me with Liberty, 5 versus 12, but I would lay it. But I just need them to win.
So BYU is going to win this game. They're up 14 with 6 minutes left. That's not happening.
All right.
So VCU's dead in the water, dead to rights.
Right.
And Gonzaga, that's over too. They did Georgia six ways.
Well, you jump out 20-3.
53-34. And there's 18 minutes left. So I even think with 18 minutes left, it's dead.
It's dead.
They're not balling a clinic.
Life support ain't bringing them back.
I don't think they have that player to bring them back.
No, it's not.
They
it's
don't
over.
Have the goods. They don't shoot the ball well enough to come back and win this game.
And Edwards ain't on that team.
Now, does Gonzaga do anything else in this tournament with you?
It's possible. I mean, they can make a run. This, you know, whenever they're under the radar, keep an eye out. I was on them last year. That's why I'm not talking them up this year, but I'll say they go to the round of 32.
It's great to see you. Great getting to spend some time with you on the air. Have a great show tonight with Kevin. Great shows all night on Sports Grid TV. Great games all night in the NCAA tournament. Don't turn the channel. You get it all on Sports Grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. I'll see you again tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 3 o'clock Eastern. Hopefully we'll have even better games tomorrow because today was kind of...